Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Rob Jolles. That's Jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com is Rob's website. That's where you can find his blarticle. That's where you can find all of his books and all the things that he does. We're talking about people who attend your presentations, your speeches, your training sessions, whatever it may be, and for whatever reason they showed up, or during their speech they decided that they would insert themselves into what you're doing. Right, Rob?
That's it. And I appreciate you letting me talk about this. We got one more move. But the reason why I wanted to talk about it is we all know the survey that's out there that says the biggest fear in life, drowning is 2 and fighters is 3 and loneliness is 5. But the number one fear is speaking in front of a group. If you opened that survey up and said, I got another question. If that's your biggest fear, what's the biggest fear of actually speaking in front of a group? You'll find somebody attacking the presenter. Right. If I gave you a slip of paper right before you walked in, I said, I have spoken to every audience member. They have signed this document guaranteeing they're going to listen and be excited. Nobody gets that nervous. So That's why I love this topic. And right now, we have tried to take the first one free. We have actually relayed the second one. We flushed out that person in the third one, at least letting the audience know and we know you're not fooling anybody. But here's an unusual fourth move, in my opinion, that people don't think about. If you're going to a political situation, a situation where you think there's the potential to get hit, why don't we beforehand have a conversation with whether company we're representing or whoever we're speaking in front of and say, listen, I'm going to do all I can to make this work right. But in the event that I have a person who doesn't cooperate, I'd like to know what my moves are. And 99% of the time, a company will tell you, you can toss them out, Jim. Well, in 30 years, I've tossed one guy out. Mm-hmm. But who wants to make that decision on the spot and go, I wonder what the political ramifications might be? Mm-hmm. If you get that information beforehand and recognize the fact that you have that power, please don't misuse it. Do you understand how empowering that is?
Yeah.
How strong you'll be up there knowing, ultimately, I'll stop this program politely and remove you, and you will gain the respect of 500 people sitting in that audience who say, thank goodness, we finally got a great speaker here today.
Well, if you're in an audience where it's a company audience, and the company's hired you to come and speak to their employees, wouldn't one of the things you can say when somebody tries to derail you, just say, well, you know, the leadership of this company feels that what I have to say is going to be valuable. These other people are here to listen, and, you know, sort of hit it in that direction. Does that not derail them a little bit, diffuse it a little bit?
I think it's great, but here's the thing. Who wants to guess? I'm pretty sure that I have this move in front of me. If you asked 100 speakers, and I train them all the time, tell me if you are allowed that move. They'll look at me and go, I'm not really sure. Well, because we don't guess in front of an audience, you know what we do? We just keep taking it, and we lose the respect of the audience who said, once again, Charlie over there has poisoned another presentation, and what the presenter typically does is play the whole hour to Charlie to try and win over
No, you can't do that. No, you have to. That's one thing for sure. No,
exactly.
I'm like you. I'll take one shot, and I'll give him that one, and we can laugh that one off. The second time, but you know, the truth is, and I said this to you earlier, I don't get people coming who seem to want to harm the process. I get more people who think that they're a little bit hurt that they weren't invited to do what I'm doing, and they just want all they want is for the audience to know that they're smart. That's the ones I get the most. Those people and the jokers.
Right. Can I get 20 more seconds on that?
Yep.
If we think we've got somebody there who thinks who's smart, and a lot of times we'll know even beforehand, you know what? We got a flip chart up front. Give them a pen. Let them scribe while you're talking. In other words, they're not there. If you give them a tiny piece of the show, I got 59 minutes and 30 seconds, but I'll give you 30 on our current operating system, blah, blah, blah. Now it's both your show, and I'm there just to win the audience, get the job done, get in my plane, and go home. And so why fight them? Don't look at it as an ego trip. All they want is a minute. You get a minute, Jim. Get that talk in. So now we got our presentation to handle.
Right.
Let's not keep battling them.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Enjoyed this.
Loved it. Always love talking to you,
Jolles.com, Jolles.com. You can find your books there, your blarticle there, and including several blarticles about this topic.
That's right.
All right.
Whole series.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Rob, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.